I'm ready.
You ready?
Yes.
How are you today?
Good. I'm doing good. A little bit tired, honestly, but that's why
I got you the coffee.
Right. It's adulting.
That coffee is an adult drink, and I don't know if you knew that.
Right.
How are you? Oh, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of You're Gonna Be Okay. I'm the host, Tony D. Mac. As always, got a special guest in the building. Welcome back, Bianca.
Miss Bianca Dupree is back.
She's back for another one.
One time.
One time for the one time. What's going on? What's new? What's going on?
Nothing much. Like we were talking earlier, I said I got a new job, of course. Word. And just adjusting to that. And like I'm such a perfectionist, so I'm like, in my mind, everything has to be perfect. I want everything to, like, because I'm a type of person, like, when I start something new, I want to be good at it the first try, but that's not always the case. I'm pretty good at it, but...
not the case.
Yeah. I'm good at a lot of stuff that I do, but, of course, when you're in
corporate America.
Right, you have to wait on other people, like, for them to play their part.
Right.
You can't always have control over everything, so right. I have to learn how to, like, you know, be patient.
So you are a creative director.
I'm a marketing manager. But hey, I want to take that too.
Creative marketing manager.
I like that title though.
Yeah, that's a great creative marketing manager.
Technically, I am a creative director because marketing, you have to be creative.
Of course.
Yeah. Technically, I am.
What's the logistics of your job?
Oh, God. I do promoting and branding. So I have to just, like, social media posts, of course.
Okay.
I have to, like, promote, like, our fundraising events. I have to coordinate the fundraising events.
Got to follow the trends.
Yeah,
see what the trends are.
I also do a lot of graphic designing. I've been creating, like, flyers. And then right now, which a lot of people don't know, is that... sometimes you have to put in a proposal to get funding and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm creating like a RPF document, which basically is a bunch of like Microsoft Word documents combined together about what we offer. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot. That's very detailed.
So it's detailed. You got to send this to who?
To like the school board and everything. Like
no job titles. We'll take that out. We'll take that out. We don't want to get her fired from.
Yeah.
Okay. So creative. You know, I like that. Good marketing.
Yeah.
Anything else new? How you feeling? You feeling good?
I'm feeling good. I feel like corporate wise, I'm heading into a better direction because like all my previous marketing experience, I've always been a marketing coordinator. This is the first time I'm actually a marketing manager.
Okay.
So I'm like pat on my back.
So you have a background in marketing.
Yes, I went to school for marketing and business.
Okay.
So yes.
That's what's up. So you mentioned earlier that you wasn't good your first time doing it.
No. What I was saying is everything I do, I want to be perfect.
Okay, you want to be perfect the first time.
Yes.
Okay.
Like the first try.
What's something that you weren't good at your first time doing it?
Oh God, what was it?
That you wanted to be good your first time doing it.
That's a good question. I don't know.
That's why we're here. We want answers. We want answers.
I don't know because I think I'm naturally good at a lot of stuff, but I'm such a perfectionist that even though a lot of people tell me like, oh, well, that was amazing. I'm like, it could be better. It could be better. It could be better. And I'm glad you brought that up because almost everything I've done, I did pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm in my mind saying,
yeah.
Better, better, better. But people's like, oh, that was amazing.
So
you got that on your first try or whatever. Like, you did great.
Do you think, like, when you try something for the first time and people tell you that it was great, why do you subconsciously think it could be better?
Because the way I envision it, I envision everything on a grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my measurements is always way higher than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So you may say, we're just trying to get here, and I'm thinking, like, you may say, oh, we're just trying to get it on TV, and I'm like, oh, but I'm trying to win an Oscar or something.
Okay, yeah.
But it's like, that's the steps to it. Like, there's a process. I'm already jumping up there, but we got to take steps, because, of course, you got to get it on TV or something, or in the theaters. I'm thinking, okay, but we need to be Oscar nominated. We need to.
Okay, so you like, all right, and your head, like, your brain goes, okay, TV, Oscar, okay.
And I think because of that mindset, it makes me overthink a lot of things.
Okay.
But honestly, it's like, Bianca, you have to go through the steps first before you jump to the.
You're a big overthinker?
Yeah.
Big overthinker. Me too.
I'm not gonna lie about it.
Me too. I'm a big. I overthink so much. I don't know why I overthink. It's just like all right, this is great, but then it's like same thing, could be better, could be like 10 times better. But it's like, oh, like when I have a performance on stage, it's like, oh, that was great. Like I was just telling you, lost roast battle. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you were so funny. Like I was like, where were the laughs at? Like, obviously, I just thought it could be better, you know.
Right.
But in those situations, like, man, like I don't like that feeling of like knowing I could have did better and I didn't. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's a hard feeling.
Or like when you're acting too, like. People like, oh, wow, that was so amazing. But in your head, like, I plan to move here and look at the camera in this direction. I plan to emphasize on this line, but I didn't emphasize on this line as much as I felt like I should have.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, oh, no, that's amazing. I'm like, no, it wasn't, because I was supposed to do this extra, and that didn't happen. Yeah.
I feel that.
In my head.
I feel that so much. Right. Big overthink energy.
Right.
Give me something that, within the last 2 weeks, that was challenging for you.
Ooh, that's a good one. I can tell you a challenge I'm going through now.
Okay, let's get it.
So at my current position, I'm a salary worker, which
some BS.
There's pros and cons to that, because sometimes upper management, they feel like they can reach out to you anytime because you get paid the same and you just outweigh your time or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You balance out your time, but right now, I have a challenge with boundaries because I'm such a hard worker and a perfectionist at the same time. And it's like if somebody reach out to me, I want to get things done right away, especially if I can. But then it's unfair because that means sometimes, I mean, I'm working on the weekends or whatever. I'm not supposed to.
Right.
I'm a salary, so I'm not going to get paid over time.
Right.
So right now, the challenge is setting boundaries.
Setting boundaries for, like?
Work.
Work.
Related.
Okay. So you're like overworked? Do you overwork?
I believe I do. Yeah. I mean, I do.
That's the problem. We all overwork.
I worked last weekend. Just
and,
like.
And you're off weekend, right?
Yeah. I'm only supposed to work Monday through Friday.
And then what were you doing? They just was like, they just called you in or what happened?
No, like, because my supervisor currently, she tends to work over weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think she just tried to play catch up. So then if I see her send something to me, it's not saying that she's telling me, oh, you got to do it now. But me, I'm like, you know, just doing it.
Okay, so how do you feel to overcome this challenge?
I got to start just being like, ignore my work computer. You see, I'm like.
She's calling. She's just like, put the phone down.
Yeah, and that's a challenge.
Okay.
That's a challenge. But honestly, I just need to, like, ignore and be like, this is my time to relax. Because then I wonder why I'm, like, burnt. I feel burnt out sometimes. It's because, like,
you're a fire sign.
Yeah, I'm a fire sign.
Gotta recharge. Get near some fire.
I got a lot of, like, naturally.
Yeah.
I have a lot of energy.
So when you burn, like, I felt that, like, I had a burnout a few months ago. And I was just, like, super burnt out. Because they're, like, constantly giving. Overwork. And then we finally burn out. It's just, like, I don't have any energy for anybody.
Right.
So, like, leave me be. And then I can, you know, like, I was talking to my homie last night. He was like, he's like, yo, you give a lot. And he was like, who's giving back to you? Now, homie literally said this to me. I was like, oh, that makes sense. He was like, that's why you burnt out. And I was just like, you're right. You're right. And I was like, it just put something in my head. I was like, you're right. I got to give more to myself. And, like, with, like, work, with just anything in general, I have to give more to myself when I'm giving to everybody else. Mm-hmm. That's something that I've struggled with. Just like learning to set boundaries with people, learning to set things that I'm not. Like when I'm doing too much, I have to realize, take a step back and like, do they actually deserve this? You know, do they actually deserve my energy, my input? You know, so something I challenge with, I struggle with.
But how do people like us survive in this world? Especially we're both like creative, we're in creative fields, so. How do we survive? Because in our mindset, no matter how much we do, we're still looking for the next big thing, you know? Like, it's not perfect. Like, we could win awards and do all this stuff, and we're still like, oh, we're not there yet.
Taking the small wins is always good. Like, you have to acknowledge those small wins. Like, you were here, and then you were here. Taking some recognition. Like, you made it. You gotta look back, you were here like 6 years ago and now you're here. So to take those small wins and like literally like, okay, good win, but I still want to achieve this big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but don't take your mind away from, like, even if you need a break. And, like, I feel like, oh, if I take a break, like, I'm never going to get there.
That's me.
I'm never going to get there. I'm like, and it's like, you got to, it's just patience. That's all it is. Yeah. It's patience. When you look at it, at the end of the day, you got to, like, take some time to break. You need rest. You need to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, I run off coffee, like, every day. Get up. Water and coffee. I don't even have no breakfast. Water and coffee. Get it. Let's get
That's
to it.
That's how I am, too. Let's That's get bad. To it. Honestly.
I mean, it is what it is. I'm not, like, coffee is, I was saying it's been my drug of choice, because coffee is definitely a drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's caffeine, I guess. But I've been replacing it with matcha.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not as good as coffee, but we've made it work. We've made it work. So, well, I just want to, when I wake up, I want to get shit done. I want to get it done. Like, I have a task in mind. I want to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
But I also struggle with procrastination. So there's like a double-edged sword that I'm, like, dealing with. Procrastination, getting things done. So I get a lot done, but I feel like I'm procrastinating. Because I always feel like...
Me too.
Like, I can get it done because, like, the more time you give me, the more I'm going to procrastinate. But if you say, we need this in 2 hours, I'm like, let's go, let's get it. But if you give me, like, oh, you got 4 days to do it, I'm going to do it the day of.
Oh, no, I'm not like that. I think, for me, procrastination comes with I'm overthinking it. And then once I listen to, like, jazz music or meditate, then I'm like, okay, things
jazz
are just flowing. Yeah.
You like jazz?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to.
That's your
Especially
go-to.
At work.
That's
I
your
listen to a lot of jazz. Yeah.
What kind of jazz, though?
Hip-hop jazz. Or R&B.
Hip-hop jazz.
Because then if I hear the instrumental, I'm like, oh, I know this song. It's like an Usher song. But it's like, you know, you hear the you're like, you got it, you got it. It's all slow at work. In this chorus part, because I don't know, you hear the saxophone kind of going up, you're like, yep,
you said that you got it bad. It's so funny,
right?
I do I have a YouTube, it's called Acid Jazz. So it's like it's two channels, Japanese jazz and acid
jazz.
Yeah, it's very weird. Like,
I never,
there's like this, there's this band, 1970s, it's like a Japanese jazz group.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like,
I'm about to look that up.
They're
maybe
good.
I'll like it.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I was just like, Japanese people doing jazz? I didn't know. You know, and I didn't know they had that in Japan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I never heard of that before. But I think that would probably be cool. Either that or at work, I'll listen to Tupac and Biggie or J. Cole.
I can't.
Because I'm like, sometimes I have to listen to a little violence, like F you, whatever. I'm like,
Before work. That's before work. I got
work, like yeah.
When I'm in the getting money mode, I gotta listen to like drug dealer music. I don't know what it I don't know what it is about drug dealer music. Like, y'all need to get the bag, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel like, y'all. I've gotta listen to some like Tupac, I gotta listen to some Benny the Butcher.
Hit him up.
And that's just like, my mind just goes, all right, like, while I'm at work, I feel like I'm selling drugs. I don't know why I feel like I'm selling drugs when I'm at work, because before I go in, I put it on, I'm like, all right. In the car ride, drug dealing music. When I get to work, it's a straight professional. Like, I'm getting money right now. I don't know what it is. It just, my mind just goes from drug dealing to, like, work. My mind.
But maybe you have to kind of, it puts you in that energy so that way you can have that energy to get whatever you need to get done.
Nah, it's for real. Like, yeah. Like money, like, music is, like, it's a, it influences you in certain ways. Like, so that's why, like, for me, it's like, when I'm listening to somebody talking about, oh, you know, we was cutting down the kilos, and I'm like, I know what you're talking about. When I'm at work, I'm like, I know what you're talking about, fam. I know what you're saying, dog. Like, but really, I'm just like at work just selling cell phones, you know what I'm saying? So it's not even the same equivalent, but I get it.
But in a way, like, artistically, I could see that. Because in a way, when you think about it, it could relate in a way.
You think so?
Yeah, when you think about it. I mean, you're selling a product, and...
Yeah, but it's like, it's not as dangerous. Like, I want to feel dangerous when I'm at work. Like, I wanted to feel like selling keys. That's what I wanted to feel. That's what I wanted to feel. Like, I don't get the same thing. Like, I wanted to feel like I'm doing the thing. When I'm at work, like, yeah, selling cell phones. But, like, you know, I'm in the back chopping keys. Like, got the gun on the safe. Like, that's how I want to feel at work, yo. Like...
I remember when I was in college, and, you know, of course, when you're in college, you have a lot of papers to write. I would listen to heavily Biggie and Tupac, like F U, and I'm like, because like I hate writing papers, so that was like motivating.
That motivates you to write. How do you write paper listening to Tupac? Like,
I don't know, but for some odd reason, it just made me come up with ideas and think quicker.
It's interesting. Yeah, should be a study on that.
Like, is that a mindset? Like, is that a mental? Like, you literally had to listen to Tupac and Biggie just to get straight A's on your paper.
That's pretty insane. You should write a paper on that. Like, yeah. During my college days, I was listening to Tupac, and that's how I got an A in my paper.
Every time. But I think it's because, especially Tupac, he's very intelligent.
Yeah.
And just because there's songs that say, like, F you or hit him up or whatever, there's a message behind it. So when I listened to him, I was finding deeper meanings about it, which motivate me to be like, okay.
Well, he was very, very artistic
in
a lot of ways. And the thing I don't like, he wasn't a real thug. He wasn't a real thug.
Is this controversial?
This is very controversial.
Wait, hold on.
He was not a real thug.
At this point, viewers went up.
You can't go to acting school and tell me you a real thug. You're
right, he did. Because he went to the same, what you call it? But basically him and Jada, that's how they met, right? Because they went to the same
school.
Yeah.
You can't, like,
art school. What you call, like, that school? Like art? Like art.
Some art school.
Right, like a specialized art school.
Some art school. Well, like, you go to this school.
Talented people.
You go to this school to be, like, you was a poet. You was writing poetry. Poetry niggas ain't hard. They, like, any nigga that write poetry is not no gangster, yo. Like, you not a thug, yo. You not a thug. And then you took on this persona of being a thug, and that's what happened. He's like, oh, this is what's gonna sell. This is what get across to people as being thug. I don't know what, like, about black people. Why we
maybe
like,
it was his thug lifestyle behind the scenes, though, because he grew up in the hood and stuff, right? Like, I feel like I need to do more research
I mean, they made it like he was the ideal thug, like, but it wasn't like,
yeah, because they kind of made him like he had like a criminal background, but he didn't really have a bad one. I mean, there was times where he did get arrested, but that was like when he was famous for I think stupid reasons. But like before then, it's not like, you know, he was in and out of jail. You know what? Now you got me thinking.
You wasn't in
so
there.
So what about Biggie though?
I don't know.
Was Biggie?
I don't know about Biggie.
Because he didn't really get. And he didn't get arrested, or he didn't really get in trouble and stuff.
So
he,
there was this...
I don't know. I gotta do more research.
There was this rapper who, quote-unquote, I don't know if this is completely facts, but there was a rapper...
Allegedly.
But there was this rapper who came out before Biggie and had this song, I want to say it was Juicy, came out before Biggie. It came out, whatever year came out, it came out... Whatever year Biggie came out, it came out the year before. And so he pretty much took that whole entire song and did it himself, and that's how he became famous. Mm-hmm. And people can quote me, don't quote me on it, but like, go look it up yourself. But and I looked at it, I was like, that's kind of crazy to think about. Like, people that get famous, like, that's what I want. When people get famous, how do they stay famous? And how, like, what is our perception of them? Like, our perception of Tupac is like thug life, you know, like hard body.
Yeah, me, I think he's so creative, he's so smart, he was before his times.
Oh yeah,
and
like,
he
had a message behind it.
He
had a message behind his music, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, you're promoting...
True.
You're promoting something like thug life when your music...
Especially his music videos and everything.
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
And his whole persona, like, when he did interviews, like, it was like... hard, you know?
Yeah, you know, but that's a facade, yo.
Right.
Like, hard people, really thug dudes don't do that.
Yeah, that's
real
true.
Gangsters don't.
They don't do that. They just be chill, you know.
Yeah, they like, be like, until I need to act crazy.
Right, then they know.
But people that are like hoorah type of people,
right,
they, it's like they're hiding behind something. You're not really that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but that means that's like probably 90% of all the rappers nowadays. Cause
yeah. Like,
it's a whole persona.
Nicki Minaj just did an interview. She was talking about Future. I don't know if you've seen that interview.
No.
She was talking about Future. And she was like, Future has a bunch of songs about him popping like drugs or whatever, and he was just like, y'all, I'm really a lightweight, I don't even be doing drugs like that. And she, and Nicki Minaj quoted that in her interview. Mm-hmm. And she's like, so you have songs about you doing drugs and you don't really do them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy to me to think that...
To promote stuff that you're not...
Yeah.
Then why would you want to promote that when you think about it? Because, you know, like, people are listening to your music and be like, oh, yeah, I just pop Mollies and Xanax and stuff. Yeah. And
I remember in 2013 when Molly became, like, a thing. Like, Molly was, like, in every song, everyone was popping Mollies. Why do you think that is? They're promoting.
Promoting, yeah.
Promoting Molly. You're not really doing Molly. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way that... You might have done it, but you're not like, you can't do Molly every day.
Yeah.
And think you're going to function as a regular human being. Like, you're a superstar. Come on, bro. Like, but you got to promote. Like, Wiz Khalifa is different because he smokes weed. So mm-hmm. I can see that's.
Like Snoop Dogg.
That's a part of his, right. Who he is as a person. Mm-hmm. He's smoking weed every day. Mm-hmm. So I can get with that. But if somebody's like, oh, I'm doing like lean, like, there's like.
People have lean in my cup.
Bro, there's no way that you're doing lean every... I mean, if you are doing lean, like, that's insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure, like, Lil Wayne is one of my favorite rappers. He did lean. He makes great music on lean, if that's what it is.
He kind of had to stop because he was having a lot of seizures and stuff.
Yeah.
And he stopped.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he kind of changed his lifestyle a little
but
bit.
But the persona, though.
Right.
They have, like, every person who is, quote-unquote, famous has a persona that they are trying to portray. Like, one comes to mind is DaBaby. Baby's like this hard body.
Yeah,
rapper.
You know what? I honestly like his flow, like his cadence of how he raps.
Yeah.
Because the way he raps is it's like a mix with a little old school, like how old school rappers rap. Yeah. But then it's like an updated version of that.
Yeah.
So I do like his rapping style.
But he's supposed to be this hard body.
And he's
type he's, rapper. Yeah. But you out here. Wearing a diaper in public, you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't
see that part.
No, this is like right before he got famous, bro. Like,
oh, really?
This
wow.
Why that's why the name the baby came.
Oh,
from.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Him, I didn't know that.
He was wearing a diaper like in public.
Yeah,
it's crazy, but that was something he had to do to get famous and like. So I mean, I just look at personas of rappers, like what do people do, or singers in general. Like some singers are like druggies, you know. So. How do we look at them? They make good music, but...
Behind the scenes, oh my God.
Behind the scenes, you know, you talk about different... Like, sometimes we have to separate the music from...
The actual person.
Yeah. Because who this person is, we put people... Like, we just look at them as, oh, this person is musically talented. We don't know what they're doing behind the scenes, you know?
Yeah, that's true. They can be horrible people behind the scenes. And do some evil stuff.
Majority of the people. Like, because they have power. They have power to really do whatever they want. So we give them the leeway to be a terrible person.
Yeah.
Because they make good music. Like, allegedly, a lot of these people are doing crazy things. Like, Diddy and all these people. Like, a lot of stuff is coming out about him. You know, it's all hilarious to me. Because, like, we've been saying this for years. You know?
Yeah.
Like, we've been talking about it for years. So, if somebody's saying something for years that you're doing... Wild stuff, parties.
Yeah, you always heard about those parties. And if you look back on interviews, a lot of people talk about them like, oh, what goes down at P. Diddy party and, you know, what happens? And if you get invited, you know.
So people
like,
been talking
people
about,
talk
for
about
years,
it all the time. Like, that he always have, like, some type of crazy parties that a lot of stuff goes down.
Yeah, people been talking for years. So what are we saying? Like, why are we surprised?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People are surprised. Like, oh, my God. Did you, like, they've been talking about it for years. They've been talking about it for years and telling us what's been going on. But people are not listening. People just take it up and talk. It's like they're just talking. And then when some actual facts come on, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, he's done some sus things. I'm like, that's pretty sus. Bro.
Allegedly.
Nah. This is pure facts.
Like,
I've seen, like, you don't call another grown man daddy. Like, that does not... Like, he did an interview. He was like, I like the way that is, daddy. Like, ooh, what? Don't call another grown man daddy, bro. Like,
and you know, it's the interesting part is, like, he came up with Biggie and stuff. So then you think, like, all the stuff that he was doing just didn't recently happen. Like you said, we've been saying this for years. So then you wonder, like, what was going on when he was around Biggie, who's supposed to be, like, you know, tough and hardcore. Like, he was around some gangsters is what they call it. I really feel like you were around certain people, and
I really feel like he's a gangster. Like, he's a gangster, but he's just on the down low. Like, that's me personally. I think that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what he is like as a person, but I think he's real thug.
Yeah, because how he came up, he was coming up with all those. He was like in that crowd.
He hung out with hitters.
Yeah, like you were surrounded by those people. What were you doing way back then? When, you know, back then they had different mindset. You know, guys like that wasn't playing that stuff. Like,
it's funny how now it's like so acceptable, and.
Probably so. It's probably more, people are more open to.
Yeah. Like, some people were just, it's just funny. Like, I'm not going to say, like, I have different perspectives on it. Like, I'm a straight male. So, I'm just pro, you know, pro women. You know, I don't, whatever you do, is whatever floats your boat, floats your boat. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to agree with it.
Right.
You know.
That's true.
I don't have to agree with it. I don't agree with a lot of people do, but that's just what you do. I still love you and I still care about you, but that's your business. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how far as I'm open, but I'm not about to, you know, go and do some, you know, wild. Like, I was out and I was in Vegas and I went to, this is my mom's best friend. He's a gay dude or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh man, I'm inviting to my wedding. I was like, sure, I'm gonna go. Like, I've known you my entire life. Like, I don't care if you
exactly.
like, you know what I'm saying? So like, somebody was like, oh, you went to a gay wedding? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. It's right. not like, I had a great time.
Right.
I had an amazing time. But like, one of my homies, like, you know, after, you know, the wedding, we mm-hmm. all wanna go out and like have a good time or whatever. Right. And so we went to a gay bar. And so one of my friends lives in Vegas. So I invited him. I was like, oh man, meet me at this spot, such and such spot. And so he Googled the place. He Googled the place and the place said gay bar. So he screenshot that and then circled gay bar and sent that to me. He's like, well, this what you want, Tone? This what you want? I'm like, no, fam. Like, I'm just here with my family. You feel me? Exactly. And he was like, nah, I can't fuck with that, bro. And I was like, oh, okay. I get it.
Hey, really?
I get it. Yeah.
But see, that's all about being confident in your own sexuality. Because if you are, then what other people are doing around you, that wouldn't impact you. Right.
And I got hit on when I was there, so I kind of was like, you know. Right. It's like, all right, I'm doing something, you feel me? I'm doing. Gay dudes don't give compliments for no reason, you feel me? So I'm doing something.
I remember I went to one, but I think it was not just like a gay bar, but they also had lesbians there. And I mean, I was getting hit on by gay dudes and by lesbians. I'm like, oh, I do look good. Okay, so if I can attract both.
That's what I'm saying. So you wasn't that bad. You feel me? Was like, you know what?
They're like, oh my God.
You know what? That makes sense.
That makes me feel good. I need to go back. That's been a long time ago. That was a long time ago. I need to go back.
So I need to go back to that. Because, like, this is not giving out compliments for no reason. You feel me? So it's like, in that sense, I'm comfortable with my sexuality.
Which you should be.
So I don't, there's no hate or, you know, there's no, like, there's people who are super, super, super homophobic.
That means they're dealing with some insecurities.
Yeah.
Because I always was curious, like, why does that bother you so much? Like, I just never could understand.
Yeah.
Like, even, so, like, you know, like, jokes. Like, if you make a joke, and then if you're super homophobic,
yeah.
like, even a small joke would, like, make you mad. I'm like, seriously? Like, is it that bad?
I mean.
Where a joke could make you. And it could be, like, so, like a small joke, you know? And they're like, oh, that was too gay for me. Like, that was a, but I was like, come on now.
I would say in my younger days, because I didn't get it.
Right.
I didn't get it. And that's for something where I had to, like, come into a realization of, like, okay, I don't get this, but I'm not, like, that doesn't bother me. Like, I had to, like, oh, what they're doing don't really affect me.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I care?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I get it. But then, like, I just realized some people are super cool. So, and I realized some dudes are super homophobic. And that's fine, I guess, but, you know, at the end of the day, like, they people as well as, like, you're a person. But I had a friend who was like, Tone, I used to work with him. He was like, Tone, I would never go to a black barbershop. And I was like, why? He's like, yo, like, every time I go there, it's just like, I'm a gay dude, but I just, it's so homophobic for me. And I was like, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. And I was like, there's nothing I really say to them because I see both perspectives.
Yeah, both perspectives, yeah.
There's, like, nothing I can say to you, fam. Like, that's one place where I feel like black men go is the barbershop to let everything out. Like, we can just talk where it's, like, nobody there. Mm-hmm. So we can, like, at the barbershop, we can just talk about the real shit.
That's like going to a black hair salon.
Yeah, you can talk about the real shit that goes on.
Right.
And... Mm-hmm. I see, like, all perspectives when it comes to certain situations like that or whatever. Because it's like, I get your perspective, and I get your perspective. But at the end of the day, like, it shouldn't really bother you that much if it's, like, you're comfortable with yourself.
Right,
right. So, I'm comfortable. I don't really care, like.
Now, as you should be. That's not supposed to be.
I've had some situations where I was like, I might have to turn up with somebody.
Because there's boundaries.
Yeah, and yeah. I had those boundaries crossed. A few times.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
I was out.
I haven't had mines crossed like that yet.
I was out one night, and I was actually in the ocean side. I was out with the homies, and, you know, they brought their friends or whatever, you know, gay dude, whatever. He's like, he was talking to me, and he was cool. You know, I was like, all right, cool. I'm like, but there was, like, a firm thing of, like, I have to let you, you know.
Right.
Because he's putting his arm on my... He's putting his hand on my...
I was like, fam. No.
This is your one... I'm going to let you know. I'm not on that. You feel me?
Right. I'm not on that time.
You're not on that. And he got so drunk. And we, like, we're leaving. And he's like, oh, man, I got a hotel room. You want to come by? I'm like, no. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you, fam? Like, what? He's like, oh, man, you can just come and you can hang out. I'm like...
No, it's not that type of part.
And it just, like, so, but they, I feel like in some cases they get a pass, and that's something that I don't like, because, like, that's something where I'm like, you can't sexually harass people.
Yeah,
like, I felt sexually harassed.
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna say anything, but I felt it. I was like,
because that works both sides.
Yeah, like, but if I get, like,
goes,
like, even if I reacted a certain way, I felt like I was going to be the bad guy.
Right.
You know, so...
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I can see that.
I didn't want to... I just was like, yo, fam, I'm not on that. Like, it is what it is. But at the same time, we got to... You know what I'm saying? We just...
You got to chill it. Yeah. Cool.
Because it was... I was like... I was weirded. I was like... I don't know what type of vibe I'm giving off. Like, you cool, but I'm not about to, you know...
Exactly.
I was so, like... It's like, oh, my friend's like, you handle that so well. It's just like, I'm very angry, though.
Because if you would have probably reacted and got mad and want to fight him, then they're like, oh, you know, you're being too masculine.
Right, right.
You know, because he's gay.
Right.
You know.
So I'm aware of, like, okay, so if I react in this way, I'm going to be that guy. So then I don't want that to be like, oh, you don't like this group of people because of you. I'm like, no, it's not like that. It's like, you cross a boundary. So you have to set firm boundaries. I have so many stories like this where I could react crazy, and I'm like, I just choose not to. Mm-hmm. Like, I was at work one day. I used to work at this gas station. Mm-hmm. And, like, so this guy comes in, very flamboyant, perfectly fine. He's like, hey, let me get $20 on whatever pump. Cool. He pumps his gas. Comes back inside, he's in the grocery store, he's in the, like, the gas station getting, like, water or whatever. And I walk past, and literally when I seen him, he had his entire left cheek hanging out.
Nuh-uh.
I swear.
Really?
Swear. I cannot
he pulled down his pants.
Left cheek out. He's like, come get this, daddy. And I was just,
oh,
like,
oh my goodness.
Get the fuck out
of the
store.
That's crazy.
And my manager's like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out. Like, she was like, yo, like. So it was like one of the situations where I was like,
wow,
I could react crazy. Yeah. Like, I've so many stories. Like,
oh,
this.
God, I never experienced this.
There's so
and
many
I pray
stories.
That I don't, but I'm just saying, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I could react crazy. Like, I met San Diego one day, and I'm like, mind you, I'm super drunk at this point. I'm super drunk, and I don't know where my car is. There's one of those moments I'm downtown.
I don't have to be drunk to do that. No, I just forget.
That's so funny. So funny.
That's why, like, when I go, I didn't mean to cut you off, no, but just add this little. That's like if I go to like an amusement park or a festival, like a big parking lot, I have to take a picture of like the section so that way I remember. Like, oh, okay.
I like the thing on your maps where it lets you know where you parked at.
Yeah, mine's you too. My car, yeah, it'll tell me like you parked here.
Yes.
Yeah, but I still need to take a picture just in case.
That's so funny. So funny.
Because I'm not the best at, you know, directions.
She said, I don't have to be drunk to do that, but...
You're right.
I was trash. At this point, I was trash. Didn't know where I parked that. So I walked around this spot. I walked around the same spot 3 times where this gay dude, he was just like, hey, man, you all right? And I'm just a regular guy, so I don't think nothing of it. He was just like, oh, man, I'm looking for my car, bro. He said, oh, okay. And he's like, well, we can help you find your car. He's like, I'm going with these two beautiful ladies right here, and, you know.
That sounds a little suspect.
It's very suspect. So.
Yeah.
I'll just keep the story very short. Suspect. I was just like, I'm going to get out this car because I'm really drunk. And I'll just find my car because I felt uncomfortable.
Right.
Because he was very... He so knew he. I felt like he was trying to take advantage of me because I was very drunk.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't gonna drive. When I'm drunk, I like to sleep in my car. I don't know why. It's like something I just like doing. Cause
well, that's better than drinking and driving, like being intoxicated.
I do that. I don't believe in drinking and driving.
Yeah.
I do believe that you should have a drink and drive, but not like fucking be plastered. Yeah, like I was very wasted, so I had this situation. I was like, you know what? I just need to find my car so I can just get in it and then slip the drunkenness off. Man. These situations were like, I could react crazy. But right. I choose not to. I choose not to react crazy because I'm just like...
Well, that shows a lot about your character, that you worked on yourself.
I'm just not that person. I don't want to, like, be... Like, I get it and I don't get it at the same time. Because I'm like, what am I doing? Because I'm just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Take it as a compliment, you know, like... I guess, you know, like, but at the same time, like,
yeah,
like, makes me mad. But anyway, you know, that's just,
yeah,
I don't know where this conversation went to. It went far. it went far left.
You got me deep thinking. I'm like, because it just brought up of the fact that, okay, what do you do at work? Because especially if you're doing like heavy on customer service, there's, I'm pretty sure you experience all different type of personality.
Of course, yeah.
Walking in the store, so. Pretty sure that people says things crazy to you, have anybody called you out your name and yell at you or threaten to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I've had a lot of people, like, working with people is probably, everybody should experience working with people because it lets you know how disgusting humanity is.
Mm-hmm.
It lets you know how
society,
people just do certain things when people don't get their way.
Especially in here, in this country.
Yeah, people feel like, they have this thing, customer's always right type of thing. And it's like, that's not always the case. Customer's always wrong, to be honest. But, and these situations where you have to tell people, you know, this is what the policy is. But the manager, they enforce this policy and then they get mad at us, the employees, for forcing this policy. So, you tell me to do something and then you go behind my back and give the customer what they want.
Doesn't make sense for you. I have done customer service jobs.
It makes no sense of you enforcing this policy.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's been times where, like, I don't let customers disrespect me. I don't care. I don't let managers disrespect me. I don't let customers disrespect me. And I let them flat out. I was like, look, you come in with an attitude. I'm just trying to help you. You come with an attitude. Hey, you want to speak to a manager? I don't have time.
No problem.
Don't have time. Because they give me this attitude, and it's like, I don't want to speak. And I'm like, no. The way your attitude is, let me know you want to speak to a manager. So do you want to speak to a manager? Because if not, I can help you.
You're right.
You want to speak to a manager? I'll perfectly put you to my manager.
By all means.
And like that lets them know that I'm here to help. If you treat me like shit, I'm not going to help you.
That's setting a boundary, which that's amazing.
I'm not going to let you talk to me crazy. People come in there thinking, like, especially AT&T, people think that they can come in here and talk crazy. I'm like, no, sir. I'm not the guy for that. Like, I just, hey, look.
Maybe that's the reason why you listen to that type of music.
Nah, for real. I'd be in there like, I've had to turn up on people and let them know. Like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Like, and my manager, like, she gets so mad at me for doing it because I'm like, it's against company policy. Like, but like, I don't believe in being nice to people that are rude to me.
Yeah.
That I don't care if I'm at work or not. Like, you're not going to be rude to me, fam.
I agree.
So one dude was like in there and he was giving my manager the blues, like giving her the blues, like
cursing
her out. Energy was crazy, and I get the situation. Wow. Lost his phone, lost his wallet, didn't have his ID. Company policy says we can't get into your account if you don't have an ID.
ID, yeah. Because every time I walk into T-Mobile, you know, they ask for ID.
Yeah. And he was in there. He was like, what the fuck? And going crazy. And so he was like, my manager is the nicest, sweetest lady ever. But he was giving her the blues. And I was just like, yo, who the fuck are you talking to? Everything just stopped. Like, mm-hmm. It got quiet like a movie. Like, I was like, yo, she's just trying to help you, fam. Like, right. Now you're dealing with me, so I don't know who the fuck you're talking to. But if you don't get it together, you're going to have to leave the store right now. He's like, and who are you? It's like,
I'm going to kick you out.
It don't matter who I am. You're not about to do this. Mm-hmm. You're going to come correct or not at all.
Right.
Or you can get out.
We don't have to help you.
Or you can get out. I said, well, I just need help. I understand you need help. But at the same time, my boy,
mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of decent courtesy. Right. That's all she's asking for.
Especially if you the one lost your wallet and your ID. I mean, come on now. Right. That's like you go to the bank. They're going to want to check something. Like, you're going to walk up to the bank and be like,
right.
This and that. Okay, that's where's your ID? Where's the car?
You don't. Like, nah. Like they can't. They're going to have to do something. Like,
right.
But he was, after that whole interaction, he was just like, calm down. And he was like, okay. So if I act nice, I'm going to get what I want. Because we can get into your account.
It's almost like a child or like a pet.
But
like,
this is what we allow people to do, right. Because of these policies that are put into place.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell people, customers are always right, even if something's wrong. You can send you at the restaurant, you can send your meal back 3 times. And like, no, like, you made a mistake. If I made a mistake, I'll let you know. Hey, made a mistake, I got you. I'll go ahead and fix that. But if you're in the wrong, like you go to a restaurant and you were supposed to order like a side and you didn't order it,
That's your fault.
Like, you don't
and
treat...
And own up to your mistake. Like, I'm sorry.
Like, I'm very aware of people who treat waiters like shit, customer service like... If you treat these people like, you're not a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see people in videos of people going into McDonald's and going in, like, restaurants, stuff like that, and treating
and
people...
And fighting. Like, why are you going to McDonald's so mad? That's what I'm saying.
Fam, what are we doing?
Like, why are you going to McDonald's so mad?
That's what happened. People going to McDonald's.
Trying to fight at McDonald's?
People going to fight. People go. I've seen some crazy shit at McDonald's. Somebody, it was on New Year's, and crazy pack, because McDonald's is the only thing that's open. And like, people were in there rolling, and the man was like, where my fries at?
Yeah.
And he was just like, sorry, fries in your back. You're like, nah, fuck that. And he spit on the dude at McDonald's
for
some fucking fries.
That's only like how much? $3 or so? Depends on what size you get, but I'm saying, like, is it worth it? Right.
I'd have killed you.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'd like, wild.
Technically, you can make your own fries. Go get some potatoes. Go cut them.
But we got to get people to understand, like, you have to treat people with respect. Mm-hmm. Courtesy and respect is not, like, I understand sometimes you go to Walmart, and they don't want to help you. I get it. Go find somebody else that want to help you. If the person that's there don't want to help you, find somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this person over here don't want to help me. Go to the cat. Go somewhere else and find somebody.
Right. That's how I am. Like, if I receive, every time I go to a place and if I always receive bad customer service, especially if I go in there all nice and understanding, I just be like, okay, I can just go to somewhere else. Spend my money somewhere else.
Easy, easy peasy.
Right. And there's plenty of McDonald's, there's plenty of Walmart. Just go find somewhere that you like. You don't have to go to that.
You don't have to go to that specific one. Right. If you receive bad customer service, I get it. Some places do have bad customer service.
Yeah, like
service.
Every time you walk in there, the people got an attitude. And you're like, I'm just saying, hey, good morning, good afternoon. People are like, what are you
wearing? You know
I'm
what
like, God.
Everybody needs to take the Chick-fil-A training program on customer service.
Yeah,
why is it not a requirement? Like, you don't see nobody fighting that Chick-fil-A. You don't see it. Popeye's Chicken, you see people fighting, but Chick-fil-A, you don't see nobody
even
fighting.
The workers, like, have you seen a lot of those viral videos where the workers, like, get in the fight?
They start fighting. You don't see this at Chick-fil-A, though.
Yeah.
So what is Chick-fil-A doing? I feel like it's a cult, but, you know, that's my
allegedly.
That's my own. That's my own.
Like, I'm trying to save you. Allegedly. You don't mean that.
No, allegedly.
Right.
And no, it might be. Because they do hate the, you know, the G's, but...
Allegedly.
Cult. But I had this moment where I went to Chick-fil-A one time, what I thought was very funny. So you know how they be always like, my pleasure, and
they're so nice.
So nice.
Smile.
And
they're standing out there no matter what.
Always. It's never not that they're not nice. And I'm very like, what's going on?
I never had a bad experience, no matter which Chick-fil-A.
But that doesn't bother you?
Not even just in California, like everywhere, like Alabama, whatever.
But that doesn't bother you?
No.
Do you think nothing crazy? I'm conspiracy.
It doesn't bother me because I feel like people should be like that anyways. Not it even because that's your job, but I'm saying in general, people should be like that anyways.
Right. But
that's how I believe it should be.
Me too.
Yeah.
But it bothers me because I feel like something's going on in the background. So I went to Chick-fil-A.
You
one
sure?
Time.
You should have went to school for psychology or something. I
study people, so I like to look at people. This is what I do. Like maybe psychology. But like one day, I'm at a Chick-fil-A. I order the same thing every time. Number one, Chick-fil-A sauce, fried.
That's pretty good.
Half and half. That's what I order.
Okay.
And it's half and half, not Arnold Palmer or sweet tea and lemonade. It is half and half. That's what it is. Just to clarify, half and half. It's not no, like. But anyway, order my order. And he's like, at the end, he's like, oh, my pleasure, blah. And I get to the front, and I was just like, hey, yo, like, why y'all so nice, yo? What's going on back there? You know what I'm saying? Like that. What's my pleasure?
Do they have a gun to your head?
That's what that's exactly what I asked him. He's like, dude, the man just got a gun to your head, yo? Like, are you making me say my pleasure?
Did it take you to back and beat you up?
And the employee said to me, he was like, you might be onto something. That's what he said to me. But I was making a joke. I was making a joke. He's like, you might be onto something.
Now I want to watch documentaries and stuff. Because, you know, like, every time when people have, like, a theory, you can research that on YouTube and you see all these videos of people like, oh, I used to work there. And now I feel like I need to go home and watch videos.
Trying to tell you.
That's like the whole Chuck E. Cheese stuff. Like, the whole...
Chucky's on that smack now. And I don't know, like, in the 90s, he was looking fit, but the new Chucky.
I don't know what's going on. Is it crack cocaine? What is it?
He's on something crazy.
Is it crack cocaine?
He's on something crazy. But anywho, he's on that smack. Mm-hmm. But I was, like, wondering, like, because y'all always so nice. And niceness is cool, but it's like, not one time ain't got not nice. Ain't not one time.
And like, there's a lot of young people when you think about who works there, like high school students. Mm-hmm. I think you're on to something.
So that's what he told me. He was like, he gave me my food and gave me my changes. Like, might be on to something. And I was just like,
allegedly.
What is going on with Chick-fil-A? What's going on?
Chick-fil-A.
But that's something that bothers me though. I don't know why it bothers me, because I'd be like, I just think too much into things. I'm like, gotta be some.
But our world needs people like that, because we tend to just wash over things a lot. And if no one's thinking, like, what's really going on behind the scenes?
Yeah. But we need some respect. You know what I think it is? People respect Chick-fil-A. They respect it. And that's why I feel like they don't respect, like, McDonald's. They don't respect, like, you know, certain. Like, you think Walmart and Target are the same place.
Yeah,
but people respect Target more than they respect Walmart. They're the same exact place. The same place. Yeah. But for some reason, we think that Target is a bougier than Walmart.
That's part of marketing and branding. Like, how you set the tone is the energy, you know, the message you're putting out there. Mm-hmm. So that way you can attract certain type of customers, your target audience. So that's the reason why. It's also about internal stuff, like how you train people. Because there was somebody recently on social media that was saying every time you go into Walmart, it's always loud, like people talking loud. But every time you go to a Target, it's more quiet. And there was a Target worker saying because they're not allowed to talk to their coworkers. Like, they just have to focus on their job. They can't stand there and have, like, a conversation.
That's crazy. I hate jobs like that.
And Walmart, you know, you see them talking, like the employees be like, oh, hey, girl. It's so loud, which is right. Walmart is more loud compared to Target. Because sometimes I walk into Target and I'm like, it's quiet, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, so maybe it has a lot to do with the work culture. How you train people, too.
You might be onto something.
Yeah. Work culture is important.
Work culture is important.
That's how you set the tone. Like, the way you train your staff, that's how you set the tone for your customers.
See? Everybody needs to take the Target marketing Chick-fil-A customer service.
And, like, banks like Navy Federal. Like, I bank with Navy Federal. They're very military heavy, and they just have a certain work culture. Like, they're very nice, professional, you know. So when you walk in, you feel like you're welcome. Like, oh, hey, how you doing? I can help you. And even if you're frustrated, they're like, it's okay. Let me help you. So it kind of changed the whole energy for people to walk in.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So maybe at your, like, the AT&T place you work at, you're setting that tone. Like, you don't come in here talking crazy.
No, you just don't. You know, like, you don't.
So just set that tone.
You don't come here. To anybody else, you can. Like, I don't care. To me, you're just not going to be crazy. Like,
yeah. It's all about that work culture.
It's all about how
that training.
Yeah. See.
That's important.
You wanted something. Yeah, let's give it a little rappity-dap, wrap up. Let's play
another episode.
Let's play a wrap-up game.
Oh, God, pressure.
One thing that you would like to accomplish. What month are we? We are in the month of March. So by the end of March,
almost
what's one
April.
Thing you want to accomplish?
I want to start auditioning more into theater. I need to be more active about that. Like, just researching a great theater company that I can do auditions for.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I've been looking at Oceanside Theater right now, so.
So theater is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's right here, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want to do that more, and then just get more serious about that, and definitely set more boundaries when it comes to work life and personal life, because work life can't always, especially like corporate. Now I understand like my own stuff that I want to do, but corporate life can't take over my personal life.
That is facts. That's facts.
Yeah.
Fuck with that.
Yeah. What about you?
One thing I want to accomplish by the end of the month. I would just like to be more consistent with posting content. That's pretty much it.
That's an overthinker mindset. Trust me, I know.
Posting content and just being better with my overall consistency with workouts and personal everyday life. Not being a workaholic, because I worked yesterday on my day off and I was kind of like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
So
I'm telling you that, but I've done that.
Yeah, I worked on my day off yesterday. I mean, I had to go in because somebody was like, oh, I want to get some phone, then we can come in on Friday. And I was like, can you come in Saturday? No. I was like, all right, cool, whatever. So that happened. So it is what it is. But try not to work as much and just be more consistent, posting content. And by the end of the year, you know what I'm saying, I want to be a full-time content creator. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how far
manifest
that happens.
It.
We'll see what happens. I don't want to work a regular job anymore because it's
ugly. I'm tired of it too.
I'm tired of corporate America.
Yeah.
Tired of the BS. So I want to be full-time.
Especially almost hitting 30 too. It's like, because I've been working since I was 17 years old. Like, I had a real job. My first job at 17, I was an administrative assistant at a community college.
So you've been in this corporate world
for a while. So I feel like I don't know why I'm thinking like 30 is like almost my retire age for corporate.
When people call, how do you answer the phone?
You know what? Being in marketing, I don't really have to answer phones a lot.
Okay. Would you have had to answer phones before?
Yes.
Somebody calls the place and be like, how do you sound when you say?
I'd be like, hello, good morning. Thank you for calling the Boys and Girls Club of Oceanside, or thank you for calling something somewhere. How can I help you today? Like, I had that whole good morning, hello. Thank you for calling.
I love that. That's funny. But this has been the episode. I've been Tony Mac, as always. This is Bianca.
Miss Bianca Dupree.
Follow both of us on the socials of medias.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram. TikTok.
Tick and Talk.
Which I'm concerned about that. TikTok.
It might get banned.
Yeah.
It might get banned. And if it does get banned, see me in China,
like,
man.
TikTok.
I'm going to China if it get banned. You know what I'm saying? I'm in China, dog. Like, what's up? We gonna be in China posting TikToks while y'all can't watch our videos. But
honestly, I feel like TikTok is better than a lot of these social media apps. I think TikTok is better than Instagram and definitely better than Facebook.
You wildin' were better than Instagram, but I will give you the Facebook. But you wildin' Instagram is like top tier social media. Better than Instagram? Come on, dog. That's where. TikTok is like, it's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. Well, no, I will put...
Yeah. See, I'm not on Snapchat.
I mean, I made
a Snapchat. I've never been on Snapchat.
See, that's how I know you faithful, yo. That's because the people that got Snapchats, I don't... If any person...
I've never been on the Snapchat.
Snapchat is for people, if you over the age of 25, that's for sneaky winks. And
yeah, never
I truly believe if you don't have Snapchat, that means that you are extremely faithful.
I never even have a Twitter. Like, I only use Twitter for, like, job marketing purposes. I know how to work Twitter because, you know, I have to work with it. But I don't have a personal Twitter account, but I know how it works.
No Snapchat, no Twitter. She not in the streets, y'all. She
I'm
out here.
Tweeting
She not tweeting no tweets. She's not Snapchatting no none of that, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
I'm not
She's not Snapchatting none of that. Stupid. All right, we out here. So